University of Florida researcher Jim Graham says windbreaks provide some protection against both canker and wind scar on fruit. Graham also discusses copper and other methods of canker control.
You talked about windbreaks for canker control. You get an added benefit, wind scar protection to some extent. Tell us a little about that.
Yes, in fact, windbreaks have that benefit. We've known about that, but now we're quantifying it, and it's equal to or greater than that of the canker control.
But they are good for canker control. Tell us about windbreaks and canker control.
Well, in grapefruit, copper alone is just not the full tool for the job. You need to integrate with other management practices. Best practice is windbreaks. Windbreaks reduces the wind speed and allows copper to work better. And simply put, you have lower incidence of disease with windbreaks present than you have without them. And season in, season out, again, we're seeing that in these grows we're testing with windbreaks.
Growers still have to use copper for canker control. Tell us about copper and I think some systemic SAR products as well.
Yeah, with the copper issue, it's we say you spray grapefruit from the beginning to the end of the season as long as fruit are growing. That amounts to 10 to 11 sprays. That's a lot of copper metallic material going out at 21-day intervals. And, you know, you cannot cut on that frequency of spray. But what you can do is cut down the amount of copper per application, and we've been testing different strategies for doing that. And those strategies are simply put to take formulations that have less copper in them, like the soluble formulation, Magnabond, and either mixing it or alternating it, putting the higher copper metallic fixed copper materials like Cocide on early, and then following with Magnabond later in the season at 20% of the metallic, or mixing them together. And we find that pretty much the tool for the job early in the season are the fixed coppers, and then later in the season you can control canker with the low rate of Magnabond and come out at the end of the season with 50% less application of the metallic copper per season. And that's quite a reduction compared to the grower standard.
And I think SAR products were your last leg of that canker control stool.
Yeah, again, with the concept of integrating one activity with another, SAR induces resistance throughout the tree in the foliage to infection, and this reduces the amount of disease development through the season on trees after a modest number of applications. When you talk about 10, 11 sprays of copper, that's a lot of operational application overhead. Put out these materials to the soil, and we also show trunk applications as well. Work, you put them out at four times a season at 45-day intervals. Not operationally so frequent, not maybe so easy, but nevertheless, we're getting full season 24/7 type coverage of the tree and control of the disease infection process. So you don't have to have this very critical timing of the reapplication of these materials. Plus, the neonicotinoids induce induce SAR are things we're already applying to trees at least less than 6 feet tall. We're now talking about using a commercial inducer called Actigard that Syngenta has in the process of being evaluated for an experimental use program and then eventually for registration. And what we're finding with Actigard is that activity equals that of the neonicotinoid insecticides we apply for SAR. And furthermore, we can use them on larger trees, trees that exceed in excess of 6 feet tall, up to 8 feet tall so far, and we're getting equal or better control with Actigard than the copper standard. So integrating the Actigard with copper is giving you more type of activity for control and more net control of the disease during the season.
Canker, of course, kind of taken a back seat in many growers' minds to HLB, but it's still an issue, especially to fresh fruit growers.
Yeah, when we have a season where it was kind of wet early in the season in the Indian River area, it's been characterized as one of those seasons where it just doesn't stop raining. Canker is higher this season. It's about 20 or 30% higher in our untreated checks. So the pressure is on in a season like this. Whether you have windbreaks or not, or apply copper or SAR, you're still struggling with more infection in seasons where you have more rainfall, period. And so we show that these things all work pretty well in spite of the extra rainfall pressure we had this season.
That's all my questions, unless you have something else to add.
Well, just that canker control is something that, as a lot of things with HLB management, we might want to tend to put more on the back burner. You can do that maybe to some extent with oranges, but with grapefruit, fresh market, pack out, canker is a major deal there, and so is wind scar. So I think we're making progress in terms of increasing pack out in an era when HLB is probably doing just the opposite, reducing pack out.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.